Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Monday evening, I should say. Well, it could be morning, depending on where you are on the internet. But I'd like to just to welcome each and every one of you to the Drive at 5 Live. And I am your weekly host, Patricia McDowell, from the great city of Yonkers, which is located a little above Manhattan in New York State. Each week, we will discuss health and wealth. And wellness, we will guide you to the road to a better and healthy lifestyle with beneficial results. I hope that each and every one of you are keeping yourself extremely warm on this frigid weekend. I can't believe how cold it had. The temperature has dropped. And as many of you know, this couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure of traveling to the Dominican Republic at Lifestyle Dream Vacation. And I have to say, gang, that was a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal vacation. In fact, we are planning our next trip. I've booked to this afternoon my reservations for these November, and we are also planning to go in December. That's how much fun we have. And Lifestyle is located in Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic. And if you're interested and would like to know more about this wonderful place, it's all-inclusive, five-star restaurants. All you have to do is go to www.lifestyledreamvacation.com. That is www.lifestyledreamvacation.com. And I tell you guys, it is all of that and more. It makes a perfect place if you want to go on vacation with your family, with your best friends. It's even a wonderful spot just to have a wedding. So, again, that is www.lifestyledreamvacation.com. And another one of our friends of the Drive at 5 Live is Artist International. And Artist International has a full line of wellness as well as reshaping garment. And on this show, we really focus, since it's a wellness show, we really concentrate on the wellness products in which Artists International has to offer. And one of those products in which we talk about, and we've had guests on the show giving testimonies on, is the LaVive. LaVive. And I tell you, if you have low energy, if you have hypertension, I mean, this is the ideal drink for you. You take a swig of it in the morning, and take a swig in the afternoon, and one in the evening. I tell you, you have all the energy you need. Also, for those individuals who have high blood pressure, I know my mother does, she takes the LaVive, and she has wonderful, remarkable results using the LaVive. There are 25 reasons why to use the LaVive product. So if you're interested in getting your hands on the LaVive, or just, you know, want to know a little bit more about it, go to the website, bodymagic2go.com. That is bodymagic2go.com. And another one of our friends of the Drive at 5 Live is Avon, the company for women. I tell you, this is not your grandmother's Avon anymore. They have everything from jewelry. They have fantastic clothes. They have these dresses that you wear seven different ways. In fact, I took one with me on vacation. As you know, they have perfume, and they have cologne for men, and they have all kinds of makeup products for everyone in the all the females in your family, and they have nail products, and they also have what everybody's buzzing about, the new skincare. And a new skincare products are categorized according to age groups and skin types. So if you're interested in the Avon products for yourself or for your family, and you know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. I know you have to buy gifts for your teacher, or for your son's teacher, or your daughter's teacher, or little gifts for the girl next door. You know, try Avon. And if you're looking to make an extra income and want to become an Avon representative, and don't forget, Avon's been in business for 125 years, call 914-447-1089. That's 914-447-1089. Do you know about the new Jewels in Yonkers? It's Jewels by Elan. They are a must-see destination store in Westchester County. Ellen Edwards of Jewels by Elan has hosted many events in the store. Some recent events are poetry jams, charity events, in-store jewelry parties, book signing, just to name a few. All of this is done with a Soho vibe. Ellen features a line she designs, as well as some new and upcoming designers. It's a great place to shop and have a good conversation and perhaps a cup of tea. The low-key style makes browsing a pleasure. If you haven't stopped by yet, do yourself a favor and take a peek. And I happen to know, I got an inside tip, that Ellen is planning some in-store Valentine extravaganza. So you need to go on her website, which is www.jewelsbyelan.com. That's JewelsByElan.com. I'll say that again, JewelsByElan.com. Or you can call for appointment, 914-512-8578. Well, gang, we have a show for you. And our guest, as you saw in the email blast, is Meredith. And Meredith, wasn't a great picture of her on that sailboat just sailing away? Didn't you want to just jump on that boat with her? Well, Meredith is considered as a counselor and a practitioner in numerous holistic health modalities. She is certified, and I hope I pronounce this correctly, iridology, the analysis of the tissue state in the body as shown through the iris of the eyes. So I'm going to let her come on and tell a little bit more about herself, but I know, I mean, if everybody's sitting at your seat, if you call your girlfriend, text your friends, tell them to get on the drive at 5 Live because you're in for a treat. Meredith?
Good afternoon, Pat. Lovely to
Good
hear your voice.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I couldn't be better. The Dominican Republic sounded delightful.
Oh, it was wonderful. We were there for 14 days and loving every minute of it.
And we've been in deep freeze.
Oh, I know. I know. It's just so hard to adjust.
Well, I understand. I've been walking around in the snow and ice in the East Village here trying to enjoy that, too. I enjoy all four seasons.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Listen, tell this. Can you tell my listening audience, I know they're very excited about them. I know they've gotten the email blast, and they must be wondering, what is this all about? And I entitled it, The Eyes Have It. So I know they're like, what's going on here? So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that
of
you do?
Of course. I started studying holistic health at age 14. Until then, I had wanted to be a medical doctor and worked very hard in school to make sure my grades were good enough to go pre-med. Mm-hmm. But then when I was 13, my father died of a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And he had been diabetic since puberty and became an amputee when I think I was 9. When he started getting amputations as a complication from diabetes. And I realized that the medical doctors did not have all the answers, and I really did not want to be a part of that. So I started reading independently. I think the first book was Back to Nature by Jethro Close, still a classic after decades.
I still have my book, and I have to say it. And I'm ashamed to say it's falling apart. Why don't I buy a new one? I don't know why. It's all the pages are all yellow. It's a great book, yes.
It is a great book, and I have had more copies of it than I can count because I would have a copy, and then I would have a sick friend and give him or her some advice and then say, here, why don't you take this book and help yourself get well? And then when I studied with Dr. William J. Martin, my beloved naturopath from Detroit, Michigan, who came to New York to put together a school. That was one of the first books on our curriculum, and I just laughed because I had to buy yet another copy.
Another copy?
Yes, I no longer had a copy. I had given so many of them away, and that was one of the books that was part of our curriculum. Along
That's
with both volumes of Dr. Bernard Jensen's Iridology, which was one of our main texts, and The Great Cure, and many, many other books, Human Physiology from Cells to Systems was the university text we used. And that's an excellent book for anyone who's looking to understand how the body works. However, an even better one is Human Anatomy, Human Physiology by Dr. Arthur C. Guyton, G-U-Y-T-O-N. I am so grateful that Dr. Guyton became a medical doctor because he would have made one hell of an engineer. His explorations of the body were to discover exactly how our systems work. And one of his most brilliant discoveries was what is called the dry state. And what the dry state is that the cells have only enough liquid around them that they do not cluster into clumps. Mm. If there is more liquid than that, if the cells are in the wet state, it is a gateway for disease.
Mm.
And what causes cells to leave their perfectly healthy, dry state? Well, anything that prevents the lymphatic system, which is kind of like our body's sewage system, apart from the bowel, the lymph surrounds all the cells, surrounds and penetrates all the cells, tissues, and organs of our body. And it is a second circulatory system. However, unlike the blood system, it has no heart to pump it. And unlike the blood system, which works very quickly, the lymphatic system works slowly. And what it does is it pulls out all the intracellular waste and all the blood proteins that fall out of our capillaries and carries them back to where they can be recirculated. And one of the things I teach, the art of lymphatizing, is a daily lymphatic activation. It is gentle, stress-free movement, deep breathing, and spoken affirmations that help us to achieve or maintain vibrant health at any age. And best part, unless you're sick and trying to get well, it takes less than 15 minutes a day.
Wow. Just 15 minutes a day. That's amazing.
Less than 15 minutes a day to vibrant health. Of course, you still need to be adequately hydrated. You still need to be adequately nourished. However, you don't have to spend hours and hours at the gym unless you want a gym sculpted body. If you just want to be healthy, what you need to do is lymphatize. And I give an introduction to lymphatizing as part of all my iridology readings. And yes, you did pronounce it correctly. Iridology
Thank you.
Iridology was discovered in Europe. And it was brought to this country by Dr. Bernard Jensen, whom I mentioned earlier, and he died at the age of 93, and I believe he died of overwork. He had three doctorates. He was a PhD in nutrition, he was a doctor of chiropractic, and he was a doctor of naturopathy, using herbs and natural methods to heal the body rather than drugs and surgery. And he's one of my personal saints, not only for introducing me to iridology, but because he was one of the advocates for recovering one's health by getting the colon clean, and also because he advocated the use of the slant board to maintain health. In fact, Dr. Jensen refused to accept new patients unless they agreed to use the slant board for 15 minutes every day. Now, what am I talking about? We've all been to the gym and seen sit-up boards. They work the same way, where the entire body is on an incline with the feet 14 to 18 inches above the head. When you are in this position, which facialists use too, they call it the beauty spot to increase circulation to your skin while they're working on your face. But what it does for health is, first of all, the heart has to work against the force of gravity to get blood to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And second, all the internal organs are held up by muscles, but we are the only animal walking upright all the time. And the stomach wall, the abdominal wall, makes a better floor than it does wall. Our brethren in the animal kingdom don't have the same kind of health problems we do, particularly as we age, because they don't have to hold their organs upright for so much of the day. So when you get on a slant board, and you don't have to exercise on the slant board, you can just close your eyes and meditate and think about how healthy you're getting, your heart and your transverse colon and your female organs and so on and so forth are working with gravity rather than against it. Now, this is a particularly special way to prevent Alzheimer's disease, because the circulation to the brain is increased so dramatically when the heart does not have to work against the force of gravity. And, of course, there are herbal recommendations for Alzheimer's, too, particularly sage tea. Sage is great for the memory. It doesn't just taste delicious. It's also really good for the memory. So if any of your listeners are finding that they don't remember where they put their car keys or they can't recall somebody's name, even though they know this person well, perhaps they should start adding sage tea to their daily regimen.
You know, interesting. You talked about the slant board, and I started thinking. You know, children when they're young, they like to go on those monkey bars and hang upside down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I guess we do things instinctively, but we kind of grow out of it.
That's right. Part of our socialization is learning to ignore our instincts. For example, you buy a new bed or a new sofa. What's the first thing the kids do? Jump on it.
Yeah.
Well, they are stimulating their lymphatic systems by jumping on the furniture. And when mommy says no or daddy says no, get off the furniture, not only are they hurting emotionally because mommy or daddy said no, they stop jumping and they stop stimulating their lymphatic system. The way the lymph moves through the body, I mentioned that it moves slowly, but there are several things we can do to keep it active and keep it moving. The first and most important is deep breathing, because the lungs move the lymph, and the lymph moves more quickly and more dramatically when we deep breathe. And the sequence of deep breathing specifically to stimulate the lymphatic system is taking a deep inhale through the nose and then a strong exhale through the mouth. Do it again, inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. And then on the third breath, we hold the breath. But never long enough to cause stress.
Okay.
And in the daily lymphatic activation, at the top of each breath, we recite an affirmation for each of the power plants in our body. The power plants are the right and left brain, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the thyroid glands, and I say thyroid glands and not thyroid gland, because we have four tiny parathyroids surrounding the thyroid gland, and we cannot live without them. If, for example, someone gets cancer, he can have his thyroid removed, but if they remove the parathyroids, we're dead. Next is the thymus gland. And the thymus gland is right around the region of the heart. It is midway between the bottom of the throat notch and the top of the solar plexus. So right about the middle, right around heart level, we can stimulate the thymus by putting all four fingers of the right hand into a cone where the tips of all four fingers are touching the ball of the thumb, and just palpate lightly, just strike that area right in the middle, and the thymus gland is activated. And the thymus gland brings white blood cells from the bone marrow to the thymus to make T cells that can kill bacteria, viruses, parasites, and even cancer.
Oh, wow.
So after the thymus, we have the adrenal glands, which sit right on top of the kidney, the pancreas, which is at the curve of the left rib, bottom rib, and we have the gonads in women, the ovaries, the uterus, mammaries in men. Of course, men have mammary glands too, and they also have the testes and the prostate. And we keep all these glands healthy and active by performing 3 breaths of an affirmation from each one, and then another affirmation to assert that the power plants are on, and then another for allergies and energy incompatibility, and then another for chemical and emotional balance. And that is the daily lymphatic activation. And if any of your listeners would like a copy of the daily lymphatic activation, they can have it for free. Send me an email, yesic@earthlink.net. And please don't send me any spam. I'm doing this because I love people, and I don't want my inbox full of spam. That is yesyeyesee@earthlink.net. You will reach me, Meredith, and I will gladly send any of your listeners a copy of the Daily Lymphatic Activation.
Oh, great. How does one prepare for a session with you?
First of all, a medical history. It doesn't have to be extremely detailed, but if I know that you've had surgeries or taken prescribed medication, it can be helpful in telling me what I'm seeing in your eyes. And besides that, you don't have to make it too detailed, but I'd like an idea of what you eat every day for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. And I'd also like to know how much water you drink every day and what else you drink besides water. And that's about it. We sit down. I have my little full-spectrum light and a magnifier. It's called a Loop. You've seen jewelers use them. And I look into each of your eyes. First of all, first time, I just look quickly to see what overall impression I get, whether you are a more creative or a more analytical person will show up in your eyes. And basically, it's not just a map of your body. It's also almost like a map of your karma. It shows what you've been through from birth up until now. And it also shows whether you were born with any potential for organ weakness. For example, many people inherit from their parents weakness in the liver or weakness in the kidneys or weakness in the heart, and that will show up. I can also see whether you were born with a strong constitution, an average constitution, or a weak constitution, and how you've treated yourself since you were born. Of course, you weren't responsible for yourself during your first years, but how you've been treated and treated yourself since birth will all be apparent in your eyes. Also, if you are healing from an injury or a surgery or a fracture, that definitely shows up in your eyes. So we sit, and then I take another look, one eye at a time, to see what kind of state you're organs and systems are in, with special attention paid to the digestive system, because for most of us, that's where all our problems begin. If we are eating food and not assimilating the nutrients, it's just going to sit around as excess fat, because we are not just what we eat. We are what we assimilate and do not eliminate. So if the organs of elimination aren't working optimally, we get toxic stuff accumulating in our cells. And the large intestine, the colon, is where we recirculate our water. In the ascending colon, which is to the right of your navel, just about inside the hip bone, that ascending colon and the first half of the transverse colon, in other words, just about to your navel, when we are processing our body's waste, the water from that waste is extracted and recirculated through that first half of the colon. And this is why you hear about things like auto-intoxication, where people have accumulated so much garbage in that large intestine that the water that is carried to every cell in our body is carrying with it a toxic load. Moreover, I can tell you, and this is one of the ways that homeopathy works, water has memory. That is so important that I'm going to repeat it. Water has memory, and water holds memory. And when I was working as a colonic hydrotherapist, I noticed a phenomenon. I would see people usually for 10 appointments, 10 weeks in a row, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, but generally speaking, it was 10. And around the 8th or 9th week, as always, when my clients came in, I would say, good afternoon, how are you feeling? And so many of them would say, well, I feel great, but, you know, I've been thinking about my grandmother, and she died when I was 3. Or I had a memory of going to school and the goldfish had died over the weekend. Of course, it wasn't always about death, but what I realized as I kept working as a colonic therapist is that we take our deepest, darkest secrets and our most painful emotional traumas and we hide them in the colon, in the large intestine. Now, why would we put them there of all the places in our body? Well, if you think about the anatomy of the colon, those igloo-like folds in the muscle,
I didn't hear something with the muscle?
Yes. The muscles form little round igloo shapes in the colon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there is always another place to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to say, Pat, stick it where the sun don't shine, exactly where am I telling you to stick it?
Mm.
So we take all these emotions we cannot process, starting when we're children, but usually continuing into our adulthood, and we hide them into the large intestine. So when we have painful memories or traumas, that's where we put them, so we don't have to think about them, so we don't have to see them again, so we don't have to have them in our awareness. Now, all the water in our body, because if we did not recirculate our water via the colon, we would have to drink 5 gallons a day just to stay alive and maintain cellular function. But, of course, we don't because we recirculate the water, and we do that through the colon. And if that water is passing through years and years and decades of trauma and pain, we're carrying that to the cells, too.
Mm.
And it can affect our entire being. And once we get the colon clean and release accumulated waste, then we can really deal with our feelings because they will arise, and we can stop hiding our stuff from ourselves. You still with me, Pat?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. So I know that's a lot to hear in one little afternoon session on the
but it really is fascinating because I actually had thought I had heard it at all, and just having the radio show, I've had many guests on the show, but no one took it and or explored it. Our health the way you're doing it, which I thought was very, very fascinating. When I heard you telling someone in the lobby, I said, oh, I have to have this woman on the show because this is just phenomenal stuff.
Well, thank you, Pat. And at an iridology session, if I see that particular glands or tissues or organs are weak or are prone to problems, I can advise what foods to eat to get the nutrients one needs, particularly the minerals, because so many of us are walking around mineral deficient. I can advise what herbs to take to strengthen those tissues, or what aromatherapy oils to use. And
wow.
As you saw on my resume, I studied spiritual aromatherapy. I got certified in spiritual aromatherapy after probably 35 years of using the aromas for fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
So I was lifting mood when I put together a perfume, but I didn't realize why or how deeply it works. In fact, a number of years ago, my teacher and I were on the phone, and my teacher, William Martin, and let's all pray for William because he was in a horrible accident and is trying desperately just to stay alive. But William is clairvoyant since birth, and he was so gifted. And I called him one day, and he said, you need to do a liver cleanse. Well, I checked my supply of herbs, and I didn't have the dandelion root and essiac and so forth that I would normally use for a liver cleanse. But I thought, well, what do I have? And I said, aha, I have my beautiful essential oils. So I took a pendulum and I doused each bottle of essential oil, and what came up positive for me was Missouri sandalwood. And I completely covered the skin on top of my liver with Missouri sandalwood. And whenever the smell faded, I did it again. And don't you know, that liver congestion cleared up in no time flat. The way I had known that there was something wrong was I had a rash. And at first I thought it was a reaction to laundry detergent because I had just washed my sweatshirt and the rash first appeared at my wrists and my neck. And so I thought, okay, I'm reacting to this detergent because I'm very chemically sensitive to soaps and things like that. I'm very careful about what I put on my skin, whether it's clothing or perfume or cosmetics or shampoos, whatever I'm going to have contact with, I'm very, very careful that there's no poison in it or a minimum of poison in it. And when Dr. Martin told me, well, you have liver congestion, I was certainly not expecting to hear that because my diet is very clean. But I realized that this liver congestion was not caused by anything I was eating or anything I was doing, but by my emotional state. And essential oils are excellent for changing the emotional state. Now, most people do not need to do what I did. I did something pretty radical, covering all the skin on top of my liver with an essential oil. But usually, one drop of oil put on a little tiny ball of cotton and put into the ridge in the ear that is up above the ear hole where we hear. There's a little ridge of cartilage right there, and if you put a little piece of cotton, maybe a third of what you'd find on a Q-tip, with one drop of essential oil right into that ridge, it's immediately absorbed by the body, and it will change your emotional state. It will change your outlook.
Hmm. Wow. Earlier, when you were explaining what you do, you said one of the things when you, interview a client or a potential client, you ask them how much water are they drinking a day. I know that, you know, they say that, you know, the average person should drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. Is that what you recommend? And then why
do you ask that question? No, it is not, and I will tell you exactly why. First of all, I have no idea what the average person is. What's an average person? Second, our need for water is determined by our weight. A person who weighs 100 pounds does not need the same as an amount of water every day as a person who weighs 300 pounds. And I am going to advise your listeners to pick up their pens and grab a piece of paper, because I am going to give you the formula for water consumption. Take your body weight in pounds, divide by 2, and that is the number of ounces of water we need every day. Now, it may sound like a lot, but you can divide that by all your waking hours and just sip 2 or 3 ounces every half hour, and you'll get your water. Now, I do not recommend drinking water during meals. I recommend drinking water before meals, preferably 20 minutes before meals, because very often when we think we're hungry, we're really thirsty.
Thirsty, right, right.
And
you know,
a 100-pound person only needs 50 ounces of water a day. Of course, there's a difference. If you're doing a lot of heavy exercising and sweating a lot, you'll need a little more. And we can drink less when we are eating a lot of high water-containing fruits and vegetables. So if you're eating a lot of cucumber or you're eating a lot of apples, there is structured water in that cucumber or that apple, and we can drink less water as a result.
You know, it was really an eye opener for me, because you know, I would hear some of my friends talk about maybe their parents or their grandparent who had been rushed to the hospital, and then they only to find that the person was dehydrated. And I would say, well, how could that be? If, you know, it never really made sense to me how could a person be dehydrated, particularly if they are drinking fluids. But what you're saying really makes sense. Is your fluid intake should really be measured by your physical being. So that really makes a lot of sense. And I hope that my listeners listened, and I hope that they use the formula which you have suggested, because and use it, because water is very, very important for, you know,
water
our well-being.
Water is life. On this planet, water is life. I don't know what life is like elsewhere in the universe, but here on Earth, water is life. Our blood is a substitute for seawater. That's why it's salty. When we stopped being unicellular organisms that were swimming around in the sea, and we took on greater numbers of forms, whether we're plant or animal, or whether we're mushroom, whatever we are, our structure is water. And in the human being and in all, everything from fish up, if you want to look at the tree of life as a hierarchy, I don't personally. I look at it as a web. But all of us allegedly higher life forms that have blood in a circulatory system. That blood is a substitute for seawater, and it's what allowed us to develop complex bodies and minds and come up on land.
So, very, very interesting.
Water is life, and I don't mean coffee, and I don't mean soda, both of which are acid-forming and therefore dehydrating. Your listeners might be interested to know that if they've ever had a hangover, and I can tell you there are plenty of people in New York walking around with a hangover today because the Jets lost the playoffs, and they were out drinking, their home drinking, to celebrate the game. The symptoms of a hangover are the exact same symptoms as dehydration. Nausea,
really?
Headache, dry mouth, all these are dehydration symptoms. So if anyone, I'm not saying don't indulge in alcohol, I'm saying indulge responsibly. And for every glass of wine you drink, have 8 ounces of water. For every beer you drink, have 8 ounces of water.
Mm. For my my listeners who are maybe want to, as of this moment, want to start doing the right thing for themselves as well as for the members of their household.
Mm-hmm.
When I say members of the household, I mean little furry ones as well. What
yes.
would you recommend? What's a good start in developing a holistic wellness program for
the family? Okay, I want you to picture, to visualize your plate that you're about to have a meal from. Visualize that plate. Visualize 80% of that plate. Now, of course, if you take a square angle and put it over that plate, so, you know, a 90-degree angle, that's 75% of the plate is what's outside that angle. So move the wedge a little tighter, and that's 80%, okay? 80% of what's on your plate at every meal should be vegetables, and at least half of them should be raw. Vegetables or non-sweet fruits. Now, what are non-sweet fruits? Non-sweet fruits are cucumbers, ripe peppers, avocados, tomatoes, okra, olives. Those are the non-sweet fruits. You can also think of them as salad fruits. They're not vegetables. They have seeds. So you want to eat a high percentage of them.
Raw?
Raw. Half of your vegetables should be raw. Doesn't really matter which half. I prefer the vegetables that are highest in water content and the non-sweet fruits that are highest in water content. So that would be cucumbers, all kinds of lettuce and greens. And there is a trick for preparing your greens so that they taste cooked without cooking them. That's things like collards and kale and mustard greens and all those lovely dark green leafy vegetables. They're such great sources of antioxidants, which are protective nutrients. In fact, the more deeply colored your vegetables and fruits are, the better, because research is backing up what I have been telling people for years, which is eat the rainbow. Eat every deep color, especially the ones you're attracted to, that you see on the shelves at the store. Now, that doesn't mean every color in the M&M bag, of course. I'm talking about fruits and vegetables. Get them in as many colors as you can and eat all the colors. Now they're finding out, of course, that all these colors are bioflavonoids and other antioxidants like astaxanthin and canthaxanthin and all these other tongue-twisting names, but what they are is protective nutrients that help us maintain the integrity of our cells. And when we maintain the integrity of our cells, we maintain the integrity of our organs, tissues, and systems. So, eat the colors. Now, for my little trick, cut the greens into small pieces. Now, a lot of people can't chew the center stem, so you can cut that out and save it for making vegetable stock. But cut the leaves into small pieces. Salt them with some good salt, like Celtic sea salt or Himalayan pink salt. Add a little bit of salt and then put them in between the palms of your clean hands and give them a rub down. You can do this with spinach. You can do this with broccoli or broccolini or with kale or cabbage or collards or mustard or turnip greens, and they will gain color. They'll turn a brighter green, and as you keep up the massage, they get soft, just as if they were lightly cooked.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Do try this at home.
Wow.
And if your readers would if your listeners, rather, would like some advice on furthering their education, you know, apart from calling me and making an appointment, what they can do, I have a couple of books to recommend. And I don't make any money on the sale of these books. I'm not a sales associate. This is my personal recommendation based upon a lifetime of reading about nutrition and other aspects of health. First is The pH Miracle by Dr. Robert O. Young and Shelley Redfield Young. It's Warner Books. It's a $15 book. It's available everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders. So it's very convenient to pick up. And I will say this about Dr. Young's cleansing protocol. For one thing, he has so much on integrity that when he recommended products in the book, he never said that he actually manufactures those products. You have to find that out on your own.
Mm.
And this book is a healing protocol with first a cleanse, a deep tissue cleanse, and then a follow-up with maintenance. However, Dr. Young's book was written for people who are fighting deadly diseases, cancer, Parkinson's, diabetes, etc. If you are relatively healthy and just want to drop a little weight or increase your energy levels, you don't have to be on Dr. Young's protocol for 7 days a week. Choose 2 days of the week, the two consecutive days of the week that you have the most leisure time. Make that your weekend. Stay strictly on Dr. Young's protocol for 5 days a week. And then on the weekend, have whatever you like. What you like will change as you get healthier, because when the tissues are healthy and the body and the mind are healthy, we don't crave junk.
Interesting.
I also have a theory on why McDonald's hamburgers are so popular. For one thing, it's a really strong flavor, really strong taste of the meat and the onions and the sweet bun and the ketchup and the mustard and the pickle. And second, you can swallow it without chewing. I've watched people eat that stuff, and they take a couple of bites, and then they swallow. They do not thoroughly chew that food because it's pre-chewed.
They don't savor it.
This is the same reason why the favorite fruit in the USA is bananas.
I love
bananas. I love bananas, too. Who doesn't love bananas? They're a great source of potassium. They're beautiful to look at, but the reason they are the favorite fruit and not apples or pears or grapes, it's because you don't have to chew them. We're lazy.
Wow.
A lot of us are. Or if we're not lazy, we're often pressed for time. one of the best pieces of advice I can give your listeners is, first, when you're angry, don't eat. Because we need to digest in the parasympathetic state. The sympathetic state is fight or flight. And when we are in the sympathetic state, one of the first things that happens, apart from our heart rate increasing and the blood moving to the limbs so we can run away from whatever is threatening our lives, in the parasympathetic state, on the other hand, our pupils dilate a little, our digestive juices flow, our heart rate slows, and that is the state we should be in when we're eating. So, if you really want to improve your health, don't read the news while you're eating. Certainly don't listen to or watch the news while you're eating. Put on a comedy or something that will lift your spirits, or put on some music and really groove.
I like that. Really groove. Wow, that is really, really amazing stuff. You know, it's funny. I always tell my friends, getting back to what you said, what we should eat, and the color of the rainbow. I always tell people I love a junk salad, and that's everything but the kitchen sink. So I have, you know, my lettuce, my olives, the different types of peppers that I have, the artichokes, avocado, I mean onions, I have everything. And then sometimes I throw some tuna on top of it, or maybe an egg salad. But I just love a healthy, healthy salad. And I tell you, I can eat that as a meal, and that's all I really need. And then Yeah, and then in the wintertime, I do the complete opposite. My salad becomes my stew, where I have everything but the kitchen sink again, in a stew that I make, and I make it overnight. I love making it overnight, and then I eat off that like for the rest of the week, and I just absolutely love it.
That's perfectly wonderful, but have a salad too.
Have a salad with it. Mm-hmm.
Have a salad with it.
Right.
You know, particularly in the wintertime, when our bodies need to generate more heat, there is nothing as lovely and comforting as a great bowl of soup or stew.
Absolutely.
And the more vegetables you can put in it, the better. I mean, I remember years ago, when I first moved to the East Village and I wasn't making a lot of money, I would make a basic vegetable stock out of all the scraps from my veggies.
Yeah.
And then as the week went on, I would keep adding ingredients. I would add some potatoes, or I'd add some beans, or I'd add some sweet potatoes, or some squash. Whatever was cheap at the health food store, I would pick it up and add it to my soup, plantain, but you know, don't you love eating the colors? Doesn't it make you happy to bite into a really ripe red or yellow tomato, or to see the gorgeous purple skin on an eggplant, or the bright orange of a butternut squash or a yam? I mean, that makes me happy. And it's also really good for protecting our cells from oxidative damage. And another book that I can recommend, if your listeners would like to learn more about creating a really healthy body, no matter what state the body is in now, is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, Cousens, Rainbow Green Live Food Cuisine. Rainbow Green Live Food Cuisine. Now, Dr. Cousins is not just an MD. He's a diplomat in homeopathy. He is a psychiatrist, and he is a rabbi. And he and his lovely wife, Shanti Gold's Cousins, who is a yogini, just an unmatched personality. She's just so much fun. Their place is at... in Patagonia, Arizona, right near the Mexican border. It's called Tree of Life. And if one has the time and the money, and particularly if one is trying to heal from an illness, I definitely recommend a stay at the Tree of Life. But Gabriel has a lot of books out, and they're all good.
Well, if you can, because it's actually 6 o'clock, and I have 2 public announcements to make. But if you can email me that in my next email blast when Harvey is on, which is next week, I will definitely send that out to my listeners, because I know some people may be driving and listening to the radio.
Oh, of course, I would love to, and I will do that.
Excellent, excellent.
And so,
if
health
you can,
and peace to you, Pat. Can
you give it again, your contact information,
yes,
one more time?
My contact information is, the email is yes, yesieyecsee at earthlink.net. And if they want to call and make an appointment, my number is 347-668-4808. Please call only between noon and 8 p.m.
Okay, great. Thank you so much again for Thank you. And I don't know if you – I wanted an announcement. I don't know if you know about it, but a brand-new store just opened up in Yonkers, right down the block from where we are, Meredith, and that's called the Wholesome Goodness Market. Health is wealth. And they're located at 66 Main Street, and they have a website, and the website is www.wholesome.com. And their phone number is 375-7133. So everyone may want to visit with them and see what they're all about. Also, I like to share with everyone that the Awakening. I don't know how many people who have been on the show or listened to the show have had members of the Awakening as part of our email blast. I'm not email blast, but guest on our show, and they're having an up and coming event coming up very soon, the Awakening. So, and they're having one coming up in April, and many of my guests are actually from the Awakening show. So I'm going to have more detail on that, and I'm going to put that in my next email blast. But this April coming up, the Awakening is going to have some more of their fairs. And I know that, like in the past, the ones I've gone to have been absolutely phenomenal. And I know that my guests who my listeners who listen every week faithfully have heard some of the people who have been from that organization and know that, you know, the things that they do is just absolutely phenomenal, and their shows are very, very well attended. So I'll have that in the email blast coming up in the next email. I apologize for not having it for this one, but it'll be in the next one and up until the time that they actually have their April event. And also, the Awakening group also has their breakfast, and I'm looking for that real quick for you so I can give that to you. They meet They meet the Tuesday. This Tuesday is when they're meeting. I'm sorry, no. Their next meeting is the 8th of February. They have the topic is going Stages of Change with Dr. Deborah Weiss. And if you go to their website, WestchesterHolisticNetwork.com. That is WestchesterHolisticNetwork.com. You can get all the information about their speaker and their a person's bio, and actually the location of the presentation. And they usually meet in White Plains at the college there that's right after the Red Cross on North Broadway. So I know that's terrible direction, but if anybody has driven down on White Plains and on North Broadway, you see the big Red Cross right past, shortly past there is a college, and there you see the opening for the college as soon as you pass the Red Cross. And again, they have their breakfast will be February 8th. Everything's holistic, and I tell you, had the best oatmeal you ever want to taste. And just go and tell them I sent you, and enjoy. So again, everyone, thank you, Meredith, for being a part of the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening and sharing and being a supporter of the show. And I look forward in seeing each and every one of you next week, Monday, at the Drive at 5 Live. And, you know, tell your friends. Get more of your friends on board so they can listen to the show. And if they want to be a part of the email blast, send me emails. So we're going to add them to it. Until then, have a healthy, healthy week. And put some of these things in practice that you're learning on the show. Everyone, good night.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.